Happens 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Good afternoon, I'm Nate Wegehow, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled today that the lawsuit challenging a secret panel advising possibly impeaching Justice Janet Protasiewicz can continue. Judge Frank Remington made the ruling at a hearing this afternoon. The lawsuit was brought by a liberal law group saying that the panel of former Supreme Court justices and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss broke open meetings laws. Yesterday, Judge Remington ruled that the former Justice Patient Rogensack, a member of that panel, did not need to testify today. Another hearing is scheduled for next month. A bill to change the way Wisconsin draws its legislative maps got a hearing today. Terry Bell reports.
Republican Representative Travis Tranel tells a Senate committee this fall presents a window of opportunity since he says neither party can guarantee an advantage in next year's elections.
So if we're going to make historic change, the timing to do this, both on the Democrat side and on our side, is right now.
The nonpartisan Legislative Reference Bureau would draw proposed maps, but Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer points out lawmakers still make the final decision.
You're giving yourself in this bill the opportunity for the majority party to basically reach into the grab bag as many times as they want until they get a map that they like.
The Republican bill is based on Iowa's map drawing system. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
State and local governments would be banned from shutting down religious gatherings during public emergencies under an assembly bill that got a hearing today. The bill's author is Republican Representative Ty Bodden.
People should have the freedom to practice wherever, however they want, under our Constitution, and that right should not be violated under any circumstances.
The bill stems from opposition to public health orders during the COVID-19 pandemic. The state's anti-human trafficking task force is getting federal dollars to continue operating for the next 3 years. Attorney General Josh Call announced today that the task force was given $2 million from the U.S. Justice Department. The money will help the task force fund additional providers to help victims of human trafficking. The task force also plans to expand next year to include members in law enforcement, tribal entities, and community-based organizations. The Strauss brand meatpacking plant in Franklin is planning to lay off nearly 200 employees. The company alerted the State Department of Workforce Development about the layoffs last week. Layoffs will begin at the company on or about December 10th. The company also plans to sell off its production of veal and lamb to another company. Production of those products will move to New Jersey and Massachusetts. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nate Wegehow, Civic Media News.
Keep up on the day's news talk and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wood County Drug Takeback Day is Saturday, October 28th. There will be multiple locations around the county. You can drop off your unused and expired medications fast and easy. You'll want to remove prescription labels or black out your personal information on the labels. You can place loose pills in a zip-top bag and keep liquids in their original containers. Locations are in Marshfield, Pittsville, Nacoosa, Port Edwards, Rome, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can visit doseofrealitywi.gov for the full list of locations and times, or call 715-421-8911. The next Ruby's Food Pantry distribution is this Saturday, October 21st, from 8 to 9:30 a.m. You can come early and line up. Food bundles are $25 and approximately 70 pounds per bundle. The distribution will be at Pitch Elementary School. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Badgers women's volleyball team wins again. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night in Madison, the Badgers women's volleyball team beat Ohio State in three straight sets. Wisconsin remains undefeated. Up next, their toughest opponent yet. Number two-ranked Nebraska, the Cornhuskers beat Northwestern last night in three straight sets. Badgers volleyball head coach Kelly Sheffield.
Nebraska, will, you know, it's been a much-anticipated match, I'm sure, for a lot of people that follow, and it'll probably be one of the higher-watch matches.
The match is set for Saturday night, 7 o'clock in Lincoln. Nebraska. Baseball. The Astros got an 8-5 win over the Rangers in Arlington. That series now 2-1 in favor of the Rangers in the American League. The Diamondbacks host the Phillies tonight in Arizona. The Phillies with a 2-0 lead in the National League. College football. The Badgers with a road game Saturday against head coach Brett Bielema and the Fighting Illini in Champaign. Braden Locke will start at quarterback for Wisconsin.
Yes, there is pressure, and yes, I want to win, and yes, I want to play well, and you know, I want to put these guys on my back and to take charge of this thing, but at the same time, you know, I just got to focus on doing my job, play in and play out, and getting the ball in the end zone.
Kickoff is Saturday at 2:30. NFL, Colts rookie quarterback Anthony Richardson will have season-ending shoulder surgery. Gardner Minshew will take over under center. The Colts saying they learned their lesson with Andrew Luck. Trevor Lawrence, questionable for tonight's Jaguars versus Saints game on Thursday Night Football. He's got a knee injury. Roger Goodell gets a 3-year extension as commissioner. He's 64 years old. The Packers had a long practice outdoors getting ready for Sunday's game in Denver. Once again, running back Aaron Jones is expected to play. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, suffered week one against the Bears. I asked him, why was he ruled out for last week's game against the Raiders?
I had a little setback. I tweaked it a little bit on that Saturday. I was feeling good all week. But Coach LaFleur was like, I don't have a good feeling about this. You just tweaked it. I haven't seen you around full speed. Let's be smart.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition of Happier Happy Hour, the Release the Kraken edition, Dom.
Yeah.
First hour savored the guilty pleas of Sidney Powell. And the fact that tomorrow, Kenneth Cheesebro, with a lot of Wisconsin ties to the fake elector scheme here, is scheduled to go to trial. Jury selection.
Scheduled.
Beginning in Fulton County tomorrow, Dom. We'll see.
We'll see.
That bad boy to go to trial. But, Dom, the Kraken may have a better chance of being the House Speaker than Jim Jordan does. You know, it's been over 2 weeks. The House still doesn't have a speaker, and Jim Jordan, after 3 hours of trying to bully the caucus, is no closer to being the speaker than he was yesterday or the day before that. In fact, he's going the wrong direction, Dom. I found some of the latest over at the CNN.
Hang on. My understanding, so he lost the first couple of days ago, 200 votes, and yesterday went 199, and then the reporting this morning was that, he's just going to back off and see if they can give some more power to the Speaker Pro Tem, who's in there right now. And now apparently that's not going to happen. And Jim Jordan has changed his mind. He's flippy-flopped within, 8 hours? And now he's going to make a third run at it? What?
He's in it to win it, Dom. Third time's the trick. Multiple GOP holdouts say they still aren't voting for Jordan after the meeting. Now, several House Republicans who oppose Rep. Jim Jordan's speakership bid left a closed-door meeting with the Ohio congressman today, saying they haven't changed their minds. Three-hour closed-door meeting, Dom.
Oh, damn.
I have not. Rep. Carlos Jimenez from Florida said, adding that Jordan denied any wrongdoing when the holdouts brought up threats they have faced over their stance in the outside pressure campaign against them.
Legitimate death threats.
Jimenez also said that some of the members in attendance encouraged Jordan to drop out. Why don't you quit? Florida Rep. John Rutherford said he remained a no on backing Jordan, as did Pennsylvania Rep. Mike Kelly, who said nothing would change his mind. But we'll see what happens. We'll see.
We'll see.
Dom, Florida Rep. Vern Buchanan, on the other hand, said he would take a look at voting for Jordan, but doubted there would be another floor vote soon. Buchanan backed Jordan for speaker on the first round, but flipped on the second ballot yesterday. I mean, even within the caucus, they can't remain consistent, Dom. We'll We'll find out if there's any more votes, Buchanan said. I don't think very much in the near future. It's going to be a while. I don't know. There's a lot of discussion in there. It's Jim's decision to make. Jim Jordan, well, I mean, that Jim, is.
Jim's already in it. Really, it's everyone else's decision to make. And so far, they've decided no Jim Jordan for speaker.
Now, we've got some sound from the speaker wannabe, do we not?
We do. We do. Nate, going to need your help on this one, man. Jim Jordan from today, apparently a possible vote. Let's play cut number one, please.
Yeah, there'll be a vote today.
Well, all right. He's very confident about that. The conference was meeting, then a potential vote. Cut two.
We got a conference at 11. We're going to talk with our visit with our colleages there at 11.
What are the options?
And then we'll there'll be a vote later after conference.
Later, sometime in the future.
What about these?
And of course,
well, I was going to say, what about these threats we've been hearing about?
Yes, Jordan, he does address them, kind of. Let's hear cut number three.
Well, those are terrible. We, you know, there's no place for that for anyone. Look, it's just wrong.
Threats are bad, except when you're making them, right, dude? Right? Aren't you? You and Sean,
I will put
Hannity,
you in a full Nelson.
Republicans. the former speaker also had some words today. Kevin McCarthy. Let's hear what his comments were. Nate, if you would please cut number eight.
The best thing for Republicans to do is to elect a speaker.